Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved ones. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I am joined with Lisa and Evan with Senior.One. Good morning. How are you two?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having us.
No problem. We are short a co-host again, so you guys have big shoes to fill. You're going to have to keep me in line. That is hard to do. no pressure. Believe me, no pressure. So I guess let's just start off right away, and let's get to know you two. And of course, we'll talk about Senior.One here. But first, we'd like to get to know each one of you guys and kind of let our listeners know who we're talking to. And no pressure, but we'll start with you, Evan. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Right. Thank you, Jason. My name is Evan Thompson. I was born here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I went to high school here, and I graduated from UNM in 2014.
Nice, nice. Well, that's good to hear. We love locals, right?
Love Albuquerque.
And you're younger than me, so that makes me feel bad. So that's great. So tell me about your background.
So I was working at a local pharmacy here in Albuquerque, getting ready actually to apply to pharmacy school. I was working with a lot of seniors on a day-to-day basis. Kind of really, that's where I developed my passion for seniors and really giving back to them.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where did you get the passion from? But you're stealing all my questions, so we're going to have to slow this down a little. No, just kidding. No, and that's great. I mean, that's kind of interesting that you took a turn from pharmacy and, you know, kind of doing what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
Which I think is great. I'm a big supporter. And again, we'll get into more of what Senior.One is and the great services you guys offer. But yeah, it sounds like a great passion to start, and I'm glad you're here. And Lisa, I know you're anxiously awaiting me to talk to you over here.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I actually moved here about 6 years ago, but I feel like I'm a New Mexico native. I love it here.
Where are you from?
I grew up in North Dakota, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
really? So this weather is probably nothing for
nothing.
You, right?
Winter.
That's great. That's great.
But I came here, had 20 plus years of healthcare experience under my belt, started in direct patient care as a respiratory therapist.
Really? Great.
Had some time as a clinical educator, both in acute care and other levels of care. I have some experience in senior housing. Here in Albuquerque, and that's where I learned about all the other services that Senior.One ultimately represents.
Right.
About 2.5 years ago, I realized, just because I had worked with so many families in crisis, that there was no one really great place to go to get information about senior healthcare services in New Mexico.
Except for the Health and Aging Show, right?
Except for the Health and Aging Show, which is fantastic. And so I developed SilverLiningsCareGuide.com and then recently met Evan, and the rest is history. We'll get into that.
Great, absolutely. And we kind of giggled before the show that really you guys are really a great digital platform of really what this show is about, and that's really just getting the best possible information out there and a good resource for people to make the best decisions that they can make.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And I love it. I think it's great for sure. Well, let's, Evan, we're going to pitch you in the hot seat right away. Let's talk about Senior.One and, what is it? Is this a gaming website? What kind of website are we talking about here, Evan?
So, Senior.One, our ultimate goal was to create an online resource guide for seniors, as comprehensive as possible. So basically what Senior.One is, and the web address is www.senior.one.node.com or anything like that.
That's interesting real quick. I'm going to stop you on there because I remember when we first touched base, I'm like, oh, there's no .com. That's weird. So just so our listeners understand, so it's a .one, O-N-E, am I correct?
O-N-E instead of com, yes, sir.
Wow, that's interesting, which is great. I love it. I mean, that's awesome. Awesome. Hey, don't call me sir. I mean, you can call me Siri, but yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you don't see too many of that, which I think is great because not only is it easy to remember, and hopefully our listeners will remember it, you know, senior.one.
Correct. I mean, as simple as possible.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, again, so I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, So basically what it is it's an easy-to-use website that helps senior citizens and their caregivers find the resources they need in one place. And that was a, you know, huge piece for us, is bringing all the available resources into one, kind of a one-stop shop. So the website not only provides information on housing, medical professionals, financials, planning services, but also lifestyle options.
Now, I'm going to tell you, because I'm a cheap guy here, I'm thinking in my mind, well, what is this going to cost me to get on this guy's website? Do I got to be a member? Is it $50 a month, or is it $100
a month?
No,
and actually, the website is completely free to the user. No barrier to entry. You don't have to sign up or create an account. You can access all the information without doing any of that.
So I don't even have to give you my email. So you're not going to spam me to death with the email address or anything?
No. No spam or anything like that. No credit card, anything like that.
That's wonderful. Well, that's wonderful. And again, I'm actually playing with you, because I've actually been on your website, and it is great, and it's a great resource. And I'd highly recommend it to anybody, again, you know, alongside with the Health and Aging Show, to use as a resource to, as far as the services are looking for. And, you know, and we'll get into each, you know, each service, kind of we'll fin through it here and, you know, talk about, you know, the different services you guys really offer and really what people are looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess, let's talk about it right away. I mean, I know you kind of said it's a kind of a one-stop shop, in my opinion, as far as someone looking for health services, someone looking for housing services. I mean, what's another example?
Yeah, so we have actually 30 different categories on the website. Everything from assisted living, independent living, home care, transportation services, Medicare services, home modification solutions, all different kinds of services on the website.
And again, those honestly are questions, kind of like I told you both before the show, those are questions we get all the time. Because, and again, we'll talk about, you know, advice that you guys have and making sure people are planning ahead. But, I mean, these are the kind of questions that people are faced with, and unfortunately faced with, I don't want to say when it's too late, but when it's a critical time and they're trying to make these, you know, these decisions and looking for services. And,
right.
So it can be definitely a tough time for people. So I think resources like this is so important.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. And what's funny, we're kind of laughing. I'm assuming since you guys have a website and you're really, on the web, I'm assuming you guys have a good social media. You guys out there as well, too, on social media?
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of the above, yes.
Great. Well, what kind of stuff you guys posting on Facebook? I'm just trying to wrap my head around it here. you know, as far as a senior resource, just things you guys are talking about, I'm assuming?
Absolutely, yeah. Different providers that are, listed on the site as, you know, some services they offer that maybe people didn't otherwise know that they had offered. So really just getting the word about, you know, the platform itself as well as the providers that are listed on the website.
Great. And you guys started around 2016, so it's been about
Last year. Yes.
Last year. How's it been for you?
Great.
And I'm assuming you must have an IT background or something. I mean, that stuff's pretty hard to figure out, in my opinion. That's why I'm on the radio. I mean, I can't figure out the computer stuff.
Yeah. Somewhat of a IT background and familiar with website building and such. So I kind of had some background experience. And then as well as working in the pharmacy, I was, you know, ready to figure out a way to give back to the seniors in the community.
Right. And you, Lisa, same as you? I mean,
the majority of my experience is in healthcare and working with families who are in crisis. Like I said earlier, you know, even with planning, people are often thrust into a decision-making role because their parent is ill or they're injured. There's a crisis of some sort. And so, you know, my experience comes from helping guide people to those resources, and ultimately the website is full of education about those resources.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. As I said before the show, I love things that are free, especially guests on my show. So, but again, it's a wonderful thing. So let's talk about what, and I know you guys probably know, you know, what's the major thing people are looking at as far as what kind of services people looking at on your website. What's the number one thing you would think? And I'm just asking this as a personal
problem. Right.
I'm assuming if I was to guess, it's probably going to be maybe housing. Was that
right,
one
yeah.
of them?
Mostly housing options, you know, anything from assisted living, independent living, as well as memory care, and then the home care category as well.
Great, absolutely. Well, and that's a great question. So you guys go out to sometimes a lot of these facilities and, you know, check them out and kind of, you know, so you get a one. And again, I know, Lisa, you have a lot of experience, you know, in the healthcare field. So I'm sure you have a lot of input. So, of course, you're like, oh, maybe they shouldn't be on the website because I've been there. Woo, kind of weird, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, it's important for us to have quality providers on our site. So, but we also want to make sure that people have a choice.
And that's a good point because one person like another person may dislike.
Subjective. So absolutely. One thing, you know, just to speak of housing, for example, assisted living in particular, we make sure that everybody who's listed on our site is regulated by the state and has a license to do so. So there's that oversight, and we feel good about that.
That's interesting you said that because we've had some guests on the show and we've talked about this before that, you know, there are providers out there that aren't licensed, which is shocking that, you know, a service right. can be provided such as assisted living without a license. So I can't agree more. There's a reason to be licensed to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And especially when it comes to caregiving, you know, it's such a personal service, in my opinion, that, you know, you need to be licensed and make sure that you're doing your due diligence with your caregivers.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I can't agree more. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, so that's good. I'm glad you're researching those. And how about other stuff? You're talking about, you know, other kind of health services. Oh, I tell you what, we are going to take a break. So they're cueing me to go to break. So we're going to have to go to break. So don't get out too much information. So I'll tell you what, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Lisa and Evan with Senior.One, speaking of websites, and that is our focus. We got a website that definitely gives seniors and actually more than seniors. I guess we can talk about that as far as resources, as far as what senior services that are available. And not only services, but honestly, I think more than services. And, you know, again, we'll talk about those services and you can jump right in, Evan. We'll kind of put you on the spot right away. Let's talk about, well, tell me, and we were kind of laughing during the break, senior.one and compared to like senior.com. I mean, it's not a .com, right?
Yeah,
it's
just .one. So not .one.com, just right. www.senior.one. And that's it.
O-N-E, so not the number one.
O-N-E. O-N-E, correct.
I love it. I'm telling you, I love it. I think that's the future, my friend. No, that's great. And again, we were kind of laughing at the break that, you know, I mean, it's just such a habit to do .com. And I think, as you see, you know, I guess websites progressively moving forward, you're going to see a lot of, you know, dot ones and different
correct.
Endings.
All these alternate endings, correct.
Right. And I don't even know what you're an IT guy. So what are the endings called? Do you know? Not to put you on the IT spot, but I don't even know. What do you call like .com?
Yeah, I don't believe I actually have a great answer for that. But there are, you know, all kinds of different ones available. .one, .health.
Interesting.
All kinds of .life, all kinds of different stuff available now.
Well, that'd have to be another show on a Health and Aging Show because we're definitely not IT literate here. Anyway, so let's talk about senior.one. And again, that's .one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's talk about the services and a great resource. And it's kind of funny to say, which I'm sure it's not your motto, but maybe it's my motto to you, is your one-stop shop for free services.
Correct, Jason. Yeah, we have about 30 comprehensive categories on the website. I'm going to go ahead and read these off real quick just because we have, you know, quite a wide variety.
In 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds.
No pressure.
So, yeah, we have adult daycare, Alzheimer's, memory care, assisted living facilities, behavioral health, caregiver and dementia support, estate sale services, financial services, fraud assistance representatives,
wow.
funeral services, geriatric care managers, home care, which is one of the most visited categories, home delivered meals, which is one of the newer categories we've added, home health care, home modification, hospice, local hospitals, independent living, insurance services, legal services, long-term care facilities, medical equipment, Medicare, Wow. Moving companies, pharmacies, placement agencies, real estate services, rehabilitation homes, relocation services, residential assisted living, wow, respite care, senior associations, senior centers, transportation services, and lastly, even veterans assistance.
Veterans assistance. No Z services, huh? Yeah. You couldn't think of a Z service in there, huh? Maybe zoo service? I don't even
right,
know.
Right, we'll have what to add one Z? With a Z there.
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah, that's great. Honestly, those are great services. And it's funny, I probably have a zillion questions on these services, but one that kind of popped in my mind right away was home delivery meals. That's interesting, which, again, I am aware of some free services here in Albuquerque. But that's an interesting, it sounds like you got everything covered, but yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to say we're a one-stop shop for senior services.
That's great, and I'm assuming you guys are adding stuff that comes along. I mean, did you guys start this website maybe on I think we're just going to do three services. I could imagine it grows pretty quickly.
Right. Yeah, we did have, the idea in mind to create a comprehensive resource guide, almost, similar to like an Angie's List.
Right.
Obviously, Angie's List is doing home improvement stuff, but, the ultimate goal is to really create that comprehensive resource guide for senior services in this case.
Well, and again, I'm probably thanking you for a lot of people. I think it's great that what you're focusing on and not making it so broad as, some of those others that you interested or that you mentioned as far as websites. I'm glad you guys are focused on senior services because that's why we're here. I mean, this is a great resource, and I know we're going to talk, let's talk about some of the services. So you're saying that one of your top services you seem were, I'm assuming, housing?
Yeah, definitely senior housing is one of the more visited categories. Obviously we have assisted living, independent living, and memory care, and we have actually all the information on the website that really explains the differences between the three of those.
And that's interesting because, honestly, that's been our topic in the last few shows we've been talking about because some people are confused on a difference of, what is independent living, what is assisted living, what is memory care, what is skilled care? Honestly, we get that a lot as well, too.
Absolutely.
So I won't put you on the hot spot and ask you to explain all those services, but I'm glad your website has that resource.
Yeah, absolutely. The information's on there.
Because if they do forget, they can go to your website and get that information. You mentioned day services, which, again, we've had a guest on the show talking about day service, and that's been kind of a pretty hot thing, in my opinion. I guess a service that people are really interested in because, of course, even people receiving services in their home or in another place, besides their home, that there's a place that they can go during the day, place that they can get actively involved in a social environment. I'm a very big, strong proponent for it. I think it's wonderful. So I'm glad to see you guys are doing the day services.
Yeah, absolutely. Adult day services is one of the newer categories we've added, and absolutely, pleased to have that as a resource on the website.
Right. And what's funny, we were talking at the break. You guys are definitely local, but I'm assuming we're trying to get out nationally. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We, definitely have a local focus, and, myself being from here, the local focus is definitely important to us. But we actually have a national reach, and just this last week, we actually helped a patient, or a client, rather, in West Palm Beach, actually.
Really? That's interesting. And how'd you know this? I'm assuming she went to her website, but did she call you as well, too?
Yeah, she actually reached out on the website through our contact form. We have a contact form on the website, which obviously comes directly to both Lisa and I, and we were able to connect this client in West Palm Beach with some Medicare services, actually.
Great. And now I got a question. How do you guys know, do people ever follow up with you? Like, hey, I just want to let you know that was a great, I don't want to say referral, but that was a great service you told me about. That was wonderful. Did you guys get a lot of feedback from clients?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been getting some great feedback about the website, and something that the website has maybe that other senior service websites don't have is we have a review system in place. So the user, when visiting the website, can is basically allowed to compare different services and quality of care and ratings that they've received by other users of that service.
That's great. No, and that's great. And honestly, that's kind of where I was going with this. I think a review process is important because honestly, I don't know about you guys, but if I buy something online, I'm going to look at the reviews first. Like, oh, yeah, don't buy this product because, it falls apart in 2 days. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone does it. So why not do it when it comes to, services that seniors get, especially things that are important like some of these services? I think it's great to get other perspectives and, this home worked out because of this or, don't go to this place because of this. And I know, at least like we talked about earlier, it is subjective. But it's good to get people's opinions. And I think, you know, we're all in it together, and that's the whole, honestly, not to get too mushy about the Health and Aging Show, but that's why we're doing this. I mean, it's a community, and I think we're all working together trying to, you know, make these services great for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And I you know, I personally have been in the situation where I've had to coordinate care for a loved one in my family.
Recently?
Yes. So I have both professional experience doing it as well as personal experience.
Really? No. Yeah. Now, I'm going to pitch on a spot here. Did you use your website?
I used all the knowledge from my website and the years of experience that I had. But it really, I'm specifically passionate about this because I've personally been involved and have seen how difficult it is for adult children of elderly parents to be thrust into a decision-making role because of an accident or injury or an unexpected illness, and having to balance trying to coordinate care or find housing,
right,
understand all the options while balancing their own work and family. Oftentimes they live hundreds of miles away.
You know,
it's not so common that we all live in the same cities anymore. My dad and mother are in Tucson, and my dad had some issues last year, and you know, just trying to help them coordinate care without being there.
I'm glad they had you as a resource.
Yes,
but that's a kind of good what we're talking about. So, you know, I guess a family member that didn't have a resource like yourself, that's the whole reason of Senior.One. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
So they have a Lisa at their disposal.
Yes. There you
go. That's good. Well, and honestly, and that's, we've had a few guests on the show too, and that's, I think that's what's most important is, having a good resource to help people make a good decisions. And of course, you know, we'll talk more about planning. Of course, I think planning is so important. And again, I think, the resource you guys are offering is excellent piece of that planning. So I'll tell you what, Evan, let's get some contact information out there. I want to make sure, I know your website's hard to remember. Yeah, that's funny, actually. It's actually super easy to remember, but.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can absolutely find all this information on our website, and our website is www.senior.one, and that's just .one, nothing else after that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you're on Facebook and all that other good
stuff,
right?
Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As well as we have a 24-hour phone line on the website as well that, you know, clients are free to call at any time of the day.
Great. I'll call you at 3:00 this morning. Appreciate it. I tell you what, well, don't go away there. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposa.com. homehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Evan and Lisa with Senior.One and their website and the services that the website offer. And again, I don't know if we emphasize it enough because I'm a free guy. It's a free service. I mean, basically it didn't take much to get online and look what you guys offer. Yeah. And
absolutely.
I don't even have to give you my email, right? I just want to make sure you're not bluffing me.
Yeah, no barrier to entry at all. No information required to start searching for the services you're looking for.
I like that. Barrier of entry. That's an IT guy talk right there. So basically, you just need to tell me, no, I do not want your email address. I'm not going to send you spam. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I'll be on there. That's good. Well, you know, we talked about a lot of things and a lot of services, and you named them all. I don't know if you named them all in 30 seconds. But I'll give you that, which again are all great services. Sounds like you guys got a lot covered. And again, you know, hopefully our listeners at least go on your website and take a look around. What we talked about over the break. What about if you get someone that, you know, it's just maybe not computer savvy, gets on your website and doesn't quite get it? I mean, what can they do?
Yeah, I mean, despite all the jokes about being technologically savvy, please don't be intimidated to visit the website, because there's an opportunity to give us a call if you just aren't comfortable with the website, you can certainly put in your contact information, and we can get back to you that way as well.
And I'll just put you on the spot, but are you responsive?
Absolutely.
And I know you are. That's why I put you on the spot, because you were saying, you know, we kind of jokingly overbreak that, you know, you'll get a call 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. So absolutely. I think it's great. And it's good that you guys are there, and it's good that you guys are local. And I know that you guys are going nationwide, which I think is good too. It should go nationwide, because I think a great, you know, free resource service like this should go nationwide. So anyways, let's talk about, which I've been kind of dying to talk about, because it's kind of my topic that I love to talk about, is planning. Of course, we know, and Lisa, we kind of talked, we know that you're getting a lot of, I guess, I don't want to say referrals, but you're getting a lot of people interested in services that only have, it's like an emergency, you know, oh, something happened. I'm just going to give an example, and you tell me if I'm right. You know, if someone's calling from maybe Indiana, hey, my mom is in Albuquerque. She just, you know, got discharged from the hospital. We're looking for X, Y, and Z services, but we have to make the decision in 2 days.
Right.
I'm assuming that's, you know, that's a pretty common thing.
It
right?
is common. And of course we advocate for planning. We have financial providers on our site. We have legal providers on our site. So that we even have funeral services on our site. And so we can do a lot of pre-planning,
right,
for these types of things.
Which I think is important, because, you know, we've of course had some guests on the show, and I'm really, you know, trying to push us that, you know, have a family meeting, you know, let's have a family meeting and talk about, hey, you know, if XYZ happens, let's do this. So again, I think, using senior.one, I think's a great resource to be able to utilize during this planning period or during a meeting, or,
absolutely,
hey, you know, we got on senior.one and, you know, Evan recommended that we, you know, look at these services. You know, so I think it's an important planning piece. I really do.
My advice would be, don't wait till there's a crisis, because
I agree.
There's so many things to manage, and you know, you're often balancing again your own life at the same time, and that doesn't go away. And so, as much as you can have pre-planned, the better and more comfortable you'll be. So it was really important for us to have a lot of education on the site so people can go and understand what the services are, and in some cases who pays for those services, so that they can, you know, understand what's available in their area.
And that's an interesting question, absolutely. And I guess a question to you is, who benefits most from your site? And I know that's kind of I try not to ask any kind of, you know, questions that are going to put you on the spot.
Sure, yeah. No, I think adult children of elderly parents will benefit greatly. Seniors themselves can go on. Caregivers.
I kind of laugh when people say adult children, because I feel like I'm a child.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I fit right in that category.
Kind of. I know I do. Yeah.
No, but I get what you're saying. It's really adult children looking for services for.
Right.
For their loved ones, you know, their
caregivers,
parents.
Yep.
Family
both caregivers. Professional and family.
Right. And that's an interesting thing, like I said, caregivers. I mean, a caregiver could even be working for an agency and even utilize your website for, hey, you know, who should I – maybe their client's asking him a question, you know, hey, who should I see an attorney to talk about, you know, setting up a trust.
Absolutely.
Your caregivers can go to your website and see this information.
We encourage all of the listed providers on our site to use the resource and to refer the resource out to consumers that are looking for help. Because we all need to help each other. And there's
I agree. No doubt
about it.
No, and I think that's why we're here, for sure. I mean, definitely. Well, let's talk about more about this planning. Again, Lisa, I know I'm going to put you on the hot spot. You know, I think the planning is an important piece. What would you think would be a good place to start planning? What would be a good conversation? And again, I know we might be stepping out of the realm of, you know, your website, but you're definitely aware of what people, the kind of questions they should be talking about.
Sure.
Or the topics, excuse me.
Mom, Dad, you know, what are your wishes?
That right there is the key. What are your wishes?
Simple.
Because
place to start.
It, you know, it's funny. It is simple, but it's sometimes we forget, you know, what
it's a hard conversation.
It is a hard conversation to have, because of course nobody, you know, wants to do what, you know, I guess when I say nobody wants to move in assisted living. I've never met anybody that's like, oh, I cannot wait to move into assisted living, you know? It's a hard, and I say that, but it's a great, I think assisted living's great. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. I think assisted living's great, independent living, everything serves a purpose, and I think they're all great services. But I've never met one person like, woohoo, can't wait to go to assisted living. It's going to be a good time. So I think opening this conversation with your parent or whoever it may be, might not even be parents, I think it's important. I think setting up dialogue, well, what's important to you? Do you want to live in assisted living or do you want to stay home the whole time? Or, you know, or what? Do you have a trust set up? Do you have, you know, what? How are you protecting things? Is this house too big? Do you want to downsize? I mean, exactly. Honestly, I could go on forever, truthfully, but any other examples?
Yeah, that's a whole other show. We could go. Yeah, we could talk about that for hours. I mean, at one of our networking meetings, I wanted to tell you about that as well, that we facilitate a networking group. But at one of those meetings, it was held at one of the local funeral services providers here. And they had a card game that they presented to our group. And it was just a number of questions that we pulled a card and asked somebody in the group. And it was basically to facilitate discussion around, memories and wishes and, you know, just a very non-direct way to have those conversations and understand what's important to your family.
That's a great idea because who doesn't like cards?
Yeah,
I'll trade you what assisted living for what pharmacy do I use? No, all kidding aside. Well, tell me about this meeting. Back up a little because you threw that out there real quick, and I want to know what you're talking about here. You guys have a support meeting or a support group?
We facilitate a networking group for senior serving providers, so service providers basically. Right. We meet once a month. And we bring in professional speakers so we can all keep our finger on the pulse about what's going on in senior care, you know, what's important and what's relevant for our, for the folks that are using our site.
No, that's important. And I got a question for you. And Evan, you might know this. How big is Albuquerque? Is our elderly population growing or is this not the place to be?
Actually funny that you asked that. Albuquerque has the third fastest growing senior population.
The third out of the nation?
Out of the nation, in the nation, yes.
Well, I guess we're doing the right thing then, aren't we? That's good. Well, I mean, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to ask you that question, because I actually knew that question. But it is, and that's why, honestly, that's why we have great resources. I mean, and I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing. And again, back to, your networking meeting, we'll call it, a networking group. You guys do this monthly?
We do. It's called Senior One Connect. We meet monthly at various locations.
And how could we find out about this?
So we do have information on our website about it. Again, it's focused on senior serving providers of services.
So you could have, like you said, funeral home services, one meeting, and then maybe have assisted living place another meeting, I'm assuming. Right.
So we travel around. That allows us all to visit each other's locations and services and get educated in the community so that we can be a better resource for those that are looking for these services.
And who's invited and how much does it cost? See how I think I'm always like, how much does this cost?
Yeah. Great question. So it's included for the providers that are on our website. It's a free group for them so that they can continue to come and get educated and make sure that we're all teaming up to be the best resource that we can be for our seniors and their adult children in the community.
Adult children, that's myself, adult children. and I'm glad you're – and it sounds like you're providing, again, a great service for your providers. But real quick here before we go to break, tell me, how are you guys getting your name, your stuff out there, besides the Health and Aging Show, of course? But yeah.
Well, the Health and Aging Show, of course, being a big piece. But, you know, now we have a team actually here in Albuquerque that, you know, a lot of boots on the ground stuff. We've been doing a lot of presentations at senior centers, different Alzheimer's support groups, even the Alzheimer's chapter here in Albuquerque. Doing a lot of different stuff with them, just, you know, getting the name out, senior.one, letting people know it's a free resource guide.
Great.
You know, social media is also a really big piece for us. Like I said, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And that's senior.one on Facebook, I'm assuming.
Yeah, senior.one on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yeah, you'll absolutely find us
Instagram and Twitter. That's funny. Well, that's great. We'll have to connect. Well, I tell you what, we are going to take a break, and we're going to talk more about this Facebook social media stuff that I want to get you guys on, because that's good stuff. Anyways, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSAHomehealth.com. Speaking of websites, we have a wonderful guest on our show that we have been talking about their website, senior.one. And again, I want to emphasize there is no .com we're talking about. We are talking about .one.
Correct.
That's right. And the reason I keep bringing that up, because I can see myself doing that mistake. So I want to make sure I emphasize that it's senior, everyone knows how to spell senior, senior.one, O-N-E.
Correct.
That's right. And it's going to get us right to this website of resources. Am I correct?
Correct.
Well, give us a quick summary. Lisa, what is your website's a resource guide for 30 or more services that you named off. I know before the break, I'm not going to make your name off again, especially because there's a lot of services, I got to admit.
Yeah, really what senior.one is it's just a comprehensive online resource guide for, senior, not only seniors, but the adult children and their caregivers as well.
Right. And as you see, as we kind of talked about, I honestly see that's where the benefit is the most, is for adult children looking for services, for their parents, because that always kind of seems to be the case. Hey, what do I do? I'm living in a different state than my parents are, and they don't understand the local, business community and what's going on here, or where a certain assisted living may be located. Is it closer to where their parents are living? Or so I think a resource guide is super important, not only for assisted living, of course, for all those other 30 services you guys are offering, right?
Right, yeah, and not only is, the resource guide for the adult children and the caregiver, but, the website is really user-friendly, and our ultimate goal was to not only have the website be useful for the adult children and the caregivers, but also even the senior itself,
yeah,
themselves.
Well, no, and that's right, because, honestly, I was on your website, again, even before show, and honestly, even on a couple months ago even. So I have been on your guys' website a handful of times, and it is very easy to navigate. And I did notice this. I don't know. It just wasn't super busy, in my opinion. I thought it was just really laid out and really easy to, again, to navigate. I keep saying that. But it is. I mean, truthfully, you can find the services and, what services you guys recommend right there. And it's very easy to go through. And kind of like we said, Lisa, even if you can't navigate, well, just fill out the contact form and you guys will get right back to them.
Or give us a call.
Yep, give us a call. Absolutely. So, actually, we kind of didn't talk about a phone number. Did you want to get a phone number out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can leave it. We have a 24-hour phone number that's on the website as well.
Okay.
And Lisa and I try to pride ourselves on being as available as possible. So we, really encourage people, if they have questions, to reach out to us.
Do you want all our listeners to test that out tonight at 3 at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, Lisa does.
Yeah, Evan's on call today.
That's fun. We will test it, I'm telling you right now. So, go ahead. Let's hear that number.
Yeah. Evan. So my number is 505. It's here with the local area code 301-1406.
Great. Excellent. And then, of course, the website, which is www.senior.one, right?
Correct.
That's O-N-E.one. Yep. So that's excellent. So let's talk about, you guys are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which, again, we won't talk about Instagram because I'm not, social media savvy. I guess I am on the Facebook, because I really feel that's a great platform for not only our listeners, but also for companies that we have on the show. I'm talking about this thing. So are you guys on Facebook a lot?
Yeah, Facebook actually has been one of our more successful, actually, social media pieces, just because that's our exact audience, is the, you know, adult children, and that's who is mainly using Facebook these days.
I agree, and I love Facebook for, I can see, you know, what's this assisted living place up to today? Oh, I can see they're doing this, or, you know, vice versa. What is, you know, what are these attorneys? Are they doing anything special? I think it's a great place to see kind of what's going on. And I'm assuming you guys pitch your networking meeting on here at all sometimes? Or
we do that. We also... we also post events that some of our providers are having. We work with the Alzheimer's Association to post some of their events.
Great.
We support other nonprofits like Silver Horizons.
Had them on a show. They're wonderful. Great.
So,
two great organizations we spoke with already. And again, I think that's a great platform on Facebook. So you can kind of see what's going on as far as any, you know, the walk or as far as any kind of other fundraisers, which again is important because I think it supports our community and the services that, you know, that people need and, you know, maybe need extra help to get.
Right. Yeah. Not only, you know, showcasing the services, obviously, that what Senior.One offers, but, you know, the providers that are listed on our site, you know, showcasing what they offer and, you know, what different services maybe that people didn't know that they didn't offer.
So I got to ask you, who's doing the Facebook stuff here between you guys? Are you guys not doing it, or are you guys someone else doing it? I mean, I'm just going to ask you a personal question because I try to do it. I'm like, whoa, that just took me like an hour just to tell somebody we're doing something.
Yeah, we do have a social media team, actually, that handles, you know, the posting of our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Team, that's what I need. I need a team. No, I understand why, because definitely, you know, you want to concentrate on more important things like, you know, getting those resources available. So I get it for sure. I get it for sure. So, Lisa, we can still talk a little bit more about planning, because that's kind of my favorite thing. As far as you know, having adult children, or it didn't have to be adult children, it could be family caregivers, it could be even just caregivers that are maybe taking care of somebody and want to have a meeting, as far as you know, trying to plan ahead, you know, what happens if you hit, or what happens if you hit a certain stage of life and you need to make some choices? What would those choices be before it's too late and somebody makes those choices for you?
I would definitely encourage people to visit the site, because our providers are divided between services they can get at home, services or places of residence that people can move to, other allied services like, again, you know, legal services, financial services, geriatric care management services. And we have descriptions of each of the services so people can get educated about what they are. They can also visit the provider profiles and understand what other consumers are saying about, you know, what kind of service they received. And so
I agree.
That's what people can expect from our website, and I would encourage people to go on and just get educated before they need to make those decisions.
I agree. And again, a great conversation to have and a great resource to be able to offer. So again, thank you both for offering that resource, and thank you both for coming on the show. As you can tell, I'm cutting you off already. No, just kidding. But really, Evan, why don't you go ahead and get that website out again?
Thank you so much for having us, Jason. We really appreciate it. And again, the website is just www.senior.one.
Excellent.
And I kind of wanted to leave us with a statistic before we left. Today, there are actually over 5 million Americans over the age of 85. And by 2035, that number will double.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, it sounds like you need to get some more resources. No, that's excellent. And again, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. And thank you again, and hope to have you guys on again. I tell you what, that is the end of our show. And I want to thank everyone for listening and our sponsor, Mariposa Home Health. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. Listen in next Saturday and every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we discuss the joys and the challenges of growing old in this great state. Have a great day. Thank you, 1050 KTBL.